Innisfail. There was plenty of passion at the highly anticipated showdown between mayoral candidates Jean Barclay and Glenn Carrot. But the first-ever mayoral forum for the October 18 municipal election, hastily shuffled to an online-only event due to the COVID-19 pandemic, did not have any fireworks or a defining moment, although Barclay came closest with the 61st Avenue special tax issue. The virtual online event during the evening of September 22, which was moderated by former local MLA Carrie Towle, was well attended, with 275 citizens signing on to Zoom. During his introduction remarks, Carrot passionately told his audience his message is clear and consistent, and that he's an advocate for freedom of choice on the COVID issue, a supporter of small businesses, and for all perspectives on any issue that needs to be heard. There has been much division in our town, province and country. My goal as mayor is to unite the people of this town rather than perpetuate further division, said Carrot during his opening statement. We currently have individuals in our town who claim they advocate for diversity and inclusion while at the same time are shaming people for their choices, including those who have made the informed decision to not be vaccinated at this time. This is discrimination. Barclay's introduction in comparison was low-key. She emphasized her family's long history in the Innisfail area that goes back more than 100 years, and offered an admirable picture of her committed lengthy record of volunteerism and nonprofit work. However, she made a more determined impression early in the forum when she challenged Carrot's claim there was a lack of public engagement with the improvement project for the industrial area's 61st Avenue. The current town councillor noted Carrot was also a sitting member when a 15% special tax levy was being created for 61st Avenue property owners. She said council was aware he had a business there and was asked if the 15% levy was appropriate. And he said yes, said Barclay, noting administration at first recommended up to 35%. He, Carrot, sat on council. He voted in favor of the 15% cost recovery on 61st Avenue. Later, Carrot told the audience he was an advocate for public engagement but not happy with the town spending big money on outside consultants. He specifically targeted the $55,000 for the Dodds Lake Area Community Recreation Plan, which was heralded by the town as having extensive community involvement. There was actually no community involvement. There was nobody on or around the community that was involved in those discussions with what is going on with Dodds Lake, said Carrot, despite what's stated in the study's final Stantec report, which is online on the town website, that 161 separate 15-question citizen surveys were completed and sent to the consultant. Barclay countered the study allowed the town to apply for a $750,000 grant from the Canada Community Revitalization Fund that would help pay for the necessary amenity improvements at the lake. You cannot do a plan on a piece of a napkin and send it in through a fax machine and apply for grant money, said Barclay. We have to have consultants. We don't have the in-house expertise to do that, and that is why the community continues to move forward because we do hire expertise. However, Carrot bounced back for his supporters on his passionate stances against COVID-related restrictions, especially on the pandemic-battered small business sector. Is there a bad virus? Yes, there is a bad virus, but do we need to shut down small businesses because of it? He said, adding major stores chains are allowed to remain open. Why are we discriminating against small businesses? We need to keep these businesses open, and they can take their precautions if they choose. It is the choice of the business to stay open or not stay open. It's our responsibility of our own, not the government's responsibility on how we react when we are sick or to guide businesses, he said, claiming Barclay wants to keep businesses shut down. We need to be aware, but we also need to keep businesses open when other businesses, big corporations, are open. Barclay shot back saying she has never advocated for businesses to be shut down and she's doing everything she can to keep them open, which she added was by following government and medical recommendations. And I've been double vaxxed, she said in her short curt rebuttal. But Carrot pressed on with his freedom of choice mantra. That's fantastic, Jean, that you are double vaxxed. That is your choice, just as everybody should have that choice, he said. I don't believe in vaccine passports. I don't believe in taking away people's freedom of choice. It's not anybody's business what my health records are. The government is overreaching in passing these passports. The two mayoral candidates will have another chance to square off on October. 6. When the Innisfail and District Chamber of Commerce hosts an online All Candidates Forum. Details have not yet been officially announced.